All right. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day. Like I said last week, I don't know when you're listening to this, but I'm just glad you're listening at all. So we're officially here with episode 2 of Heart State Review. If you missed last week's episode, you can still catch that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, pretty much anywhere that you can listen to podcasts. We are there and we are waiting for you. So here, if you missed it, episode 1, of course, is with one of my favorite artists, one of my good friends, Jarrett Reddick from Bowling for Soup. We talked about a lot of cool things. We talked about, of course, the band, his career outside of the band, what he's done, their Grammy experience, and the balance of raising children while, of course, being in a successful band for about 25 years or so. But on to episode 2, we are here. I have a very special guest, something that I'm very pretty excited about. That's Eric with Heart, Eric from Heart Attack Man, and if you know me, if you've been following me on Twitter, and if you don't, then you're not gonna have any clue what this is about. what this next, 30-second rant intro is about. But yeah, for a while I wasn't really getting into Heart Attack Man, wasn't really giving them a fair chance because I was a little bit kind of stubborn and off put by their social media presence. And it's one of those things that I think we him and I discussed a little bit as we get into this episode. Kind of not me, not my feelings personally about that, but just an overall kind of view of how he feels about people not listening to his band because of their social media antics. And I think if I wasn't already, past that, wasn't already a fan of their band, I would certainly be one now after speaking with him and after listening to him kind of explain his rationale and his reasoning. And I think it's very, very real. It's very honest. And I think that's all you can really ask from somebody. But me personally, last year or towards the end of 2019, I kind of got over it. I realized, you know what, this is a band. Musically, everyone tells me they are right up my alley. Turns out they absolutely are right up my alley. So I just said, you know what, fuck it. The social media thing, it's actually honestly it's kind of funny, once you get past once you open yourself up to that kind of community that he has built, I think it's something very special. And again, him and I talked a little bit more about that. So I don't want to, spill a lot of it and, not have you listen and kind of say, well, whatever, he told me the whole thing. But it's a very special thing he's got going on. It's only continuing to grow and get bigger. So I think you got to give, hats off, kudos to everything that he's been building with that brand, and his entire band is doing a lot of great things right now. So I was very excited to get him on, and you'll hear a couple of times throughout the episode. We'll reference like a first interview we did, and that's because him and I did record a podcast previously. We recorded it. However, the app that we used was not. I had an issue, I had a glitch at that time, and I even spoke with the developers of the app, and they said there's nothing they could do. There was a glitch on there, and it kind of botched it. So we had to do it again. So you hear a couple of times that we reference not any details, but you say, maybe, oh, the first time we talked, we mentioned this and this. So you hear a little bit of that. So that's kind of some background there. The last thing I want to point out is it was recorded via phone call, so you might hear a slight dip in the audio quality. So just kind of be wary of that, but I would say if once you get past that, once you get used to it, you're going to hear a great interview. At least from my understanding, you're going to hear a lot of great things that Eric talks about regarding the band and everything that they've got going on, including their upcoming sold out tour with Knuckle Puck. So as always, there's going to be a bit of an ad here, about a minute or so ad with Anchor, and then we're going to jump right into it. And I can't wait to hear what you guys think.
Still there?
Yes.
All right, awesome. Well, I got it all set up. Looks like it's recording again here for us. So I don't want to, be too repetitive doing it, but, since we're kind of starting over here, I guess. Did you guys tell me a little bit about Heart Attack, man? Kind of how it, how you guys all got started and how you got to this point?
Well, it originally started as a solo project, one that I was going to be a studio project. I didn't intend on playing shows at first, and really is just
Yeah.
an outlet to write my own music that, like, I, because at that time I was feeling very creatively stumped, and I was like, I want to be doing something. I've been playing in bands for, my entire teenage life onward, and I've been playing music since, like, a little kid, but, like, playing in bands all my adolescence and stuff, and really just, at that time, the time that around when I started Heart Attack Man, originally I was just like, I just want to write my own songs and, like, do something that I haven't done before. Not even not even setting out to do something that hadn't been done before. I was like, I just wanted to do something new to me. And really just started out as a solo project, a studio project. I wasn't planning on playing shows, but then very quickly it kind of snowballed into something that, you know, people locally really developed. They took a liking to it and developed an interest. And very quickly things changed. I was like, okay, you know, I should look towards playing a band together and you know, actually doing this. And, you know, even at the time I was in college, and it was just, I was like, it'd be fun to just play shows locally and all that. So, you know,
yeah.
Adam, our drummer, has been in since the beginning. He's, he's the first person I asked. So I was like, his old band, or not his old band, my old band and his other band, we had played a handful of shows together around that time, and I just really liked his style of playing, and I really liked him as a person. Well, I still do, I really was like, I want to do something that's different for me musically, something that I haven't done before, and I want to play with people that I haven't played with before. So he was my first choice. I was like, you know, I really like that guy. I like his style of playing, and I think it could be really cool. So he's been in since the beginning. You know, we've undergone some lineup changes of who we've been playing with, but, you know, he's been there since the beginning. Our guitarist, Ty, has been around the whole time because he's in Adam's other band as well, Two Man Fools. They've been playing together, music together forever, so Ty's always been around, and he had filled in for, he had played with us occasionally in the early days and stuff, but he's joined permanently more recently in the past couple years. So,
sure.
He's always been in the fold. He's always been on, he's always, like, sort of been involved in a way. But really, you know, just started out initially as a solo studio project. Then, you know, after that, we were like, okay, well, let's just play some shows locally.
Sure.
So really, each step of the way has all just been kind of like, yeah, sure, I guess we'll try this out. It's all been like a matter of taking it just one step further and seeing what we can make of it and what to do with it. But, like, it's, that being said, at the end of the day, you know, when this all started, this wasn't, we didn't intend for this to be anything. So
yeah.
Everything's been a pleasant surprise. It's been kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, set your expectations low and you're always set to be happy with what you're doing. So, I mean, you know, needless to say, we've all been just in it, really stoked every step of the way. You know, it's like the momentum keeps building and we're just rolling with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, I remember, kind of hearing about you guys when the Manson Family was that, you know, came out and, and then, you know, that was kind of going around. Obviously, I'm, you know, down here in Columbus, so Cleveland's only about 2 hours away, and, you know, that kind of makes it a bit easier. But, you know, then, Fake Blood came out, and that was just everywhere, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it was like, you know, we kind of laid the groundwork, because Manson Family was the first, for a lot of people that listened to us, it was, I mean, for a sizable chunk of the people that listen to us, I feel, at least, it was either the first time that they had heard us or the first time that they had seen our name or something. So
yeah.
It was kind of our introduction to a lot of people. And that was our first release that we took to a national scale. And we're like, you know, we're going to want a full U.S. tour with this and promote this. And so that was our first effort, you know, that was like our first release for a lot of people. And so I think with that sort of base that we'd established over the record cycle of the Manson Family, you know, there was quite a bit of people that had taken a liking to that, but because of that base that was established, it set up Fake Blood, I think, for that much more, I guess, success, if you will, because it's like we had a base built of people that were already looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and I think it also helps that, like, with Fake Blood, we had more time to record it because we had a recording budget, and And I think the songwriting, like, we all still really like the Manson Family. We stand by it, but you know, it's our first record. There, it was our first record. We recorded it years ago. It's like there are plenty of things that we would do differently, but it's a good time and place. Sort of like it's our first album. You know what I mean? It's like, so you know, we still stand by it, but I think Fake Blood was a very obvious step up and an improvement in like just everything all around, and just the songwriting, the you know, having the time to really focus on the recording process and really focusing on each song, because we did each song, we recorded, we had everything set up, and we would just do it sort of song by song rather than being like, okay, we're going to record all the drums and then Adam's going to be done entirely. And so it was a lot more involved. So I think it was just a night and day difference in terms of the recording process. But, you know, that being said, it's not like we look back on Fake Blood and we're like, oh man, you know, what the hell were we doing? It's like, no, we're still really stoked on it. It was still a very honest and true testament to us as a band and where I was at in terms of writing. Like, it's all still, we all still stand by it, but it's just, I think the sort of nexus of like us being more developed as a band and having more of an established base around the country really set up Fake Blood for that much more like momentum off the bat.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think, you know, you touched on something that I think a lot of people, and even, you know, me when I was younger, certainly, that I didn't maybe understand from an artistic perspective, that each record certainly is, you know, a snapshot of kind of who you were at that time, you know.
Exactly.
And so I think sometimes people, you know, when you put a new album, you're like, all right, this is the best album we've done, and this is, you know, this is why. And I think some people look at that and go, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. But I think it is for its own reasons, you know. Obviously, you're doing something different, you know, probably 2 years from now, whatever it is, you know, when the next full length comes out, and you kind of go with that again. But I think it really is because you're obviously each time putting your most effort, but something different along the way. And obviously you're learning everything from the man the Fake Blood, and, you know, moving forward as well.
Yeah, I would be concerned if if we entirely the same every step of the way. We're like, okay, time to record our generic ass record. You know, LP1, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
2 years later, LP2, it's the exact same thing. You know,
right.
It's like, it's all a part of the journey. It's all a part of the development. It's like, you don't want it all to feel entirely the same. I'm glad that the Heart Attack Man is sonically a, you know, you can hear what we're doing today and what we're, you know, even what we're working on for our next record. It's like, I think that's even, you know, taking it a step further. So it's like, you can listen to that, and then you can listen to like our demo, and it's like, oh wow, this band's like grown a lot. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be like, all right, let's, you know, I mean, some bands do it. Some bands can pull it off. They can pull off releasing the same thing, and you know, you don't want it any other way. Like, I think I don't want, I mean, granted they're done now, but I'm glad Slayer was Slayer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they had a little bit of variation, but not much at all. They know how to write Slayer records. So why, you know, pick something that's already working?
Right. No doubt.
But,
yeah, absolutely.
But you know, like, I don't think we're that type of band.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I find when, you know, a band is as massive as Slayer, I'm probably sticking to that, you know, as long, I'm just riding that wave as long as I can, you know. I mean, if I can write the same record, you know, as many times, not like you said, this is different, I want the same record, but the same kind of style of record, you know, with a little bit of
media
here and there. And I think on a smaller scale, you know, kind of in this alternative thing, I think Silverstein's done that for a while. You know, they're a band that's kind of stuck it out, you know, doing a lot of the same things, a little bit different here and there, and they're just trucking along and not slowing down anytime soon.
Right. It works just fine. No one's like, man, when's that experimental album? You know what I mean? It's like no one really, it's not that they don't care. It's just that it's like, no, you're doing what you're doing just fine. Keep doing it. You're doing a great job. And we all love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't knock. It's not like, you know, I'm not knocking bands that do the same thing all the time, but it's like we're not that type of band. And
sure.
I think, you know, sometimes bands will like, there are bands that I feel like do, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. I don't know. It's really a case by case thing. It's like, I don't know. It's really interesting, sort of observing how something like that might work for one band.
Right.
And not for another. You know, it's like, for some bands, like, when the hell are you going to switch things up?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you can't win either. You know, obviously, you're going to get a certain amount of, you know, I think critical or fans are like, oh, you know, this is the same record. But then you get people that are complaining if you change it, you know. So
yeah.
I think you just kind of have to, you know, stick to what you want to do.
The thing is, that's cool. It's like, you know, with Thick Blood, I'm like, okay, this is not, it's not like a full on departure from everything we were doing on the Manson Family. It's not like I'm like, okay, we took everything we did and we're just completely throwing it out the window or anything like that. It's like, you can still hear, there's like a thread that goes between all of it. And I think that Thick Blood is really just, it's focusing on a lot of the same topics of the Manson Family. It's just, okay, we're like a couple years down the line now. Where am I at? And like, it's really just a more developed, a developed take on that type of, you know, mindset I've been in and stuff. And it's like, really, you know, a lot of the Manson Family, it's like, okay, I'm like really sad and confused about all this, and now it's like, okay, I've kind of figured it out, now I'm just really fucking pissed. But like, so I mean, it's like, you know, there is a thread that goes through all of it, and it's like I'm writing, it's all coming from a genuine place, and it's coming from a real place of, you know, it's genuine, heartfelt expression and all that, but like, but like, I, at the same time, you know, when Fake Blood was coming out, it's like, I don't know, I'm kind of glad that like, there are people that were like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this new record or something, you know. It's like, I kind of,
sure.
And it's like, okay, cool, that's great, you know. It's like, that's, I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that like, you got something out of the Manson Family that you really liked, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna hop off now. It's like, okay, that's fine, you don't have to stay.
Sure.
But like, I'm glad that it's, you know what you want and you got it, and Fake Blood isn't that. So I'm like, okay, that's cool to me that it's like, there are people that are kind of like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this new record, because like, to me, I'm like, all right, cool, that to me demonstrates that we did something that's like, you know, kind of different enough from the from the previous effort that it's like, it's, and you know, I would look forward to seeing how that is with the next release, if it's going to be like alienating at all. But it's like, I don't know, I kind of like the thought of, I'm really curious about this next, the next release, actually, because,
oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, this could be I don't know. I don't want to, like...
Yeah, don't spoil it. I don't want you to spoil it.
I don't
want to
spoil
it, but yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to, like, hypothesize too much and, like, you'd be like, oh, what if this, what that? Like,
sure.
Thinking about all these theoreticals and stuff. But I'm like, there are some moments where I'm genuinely very curious to see how they are received.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, like you said, I think it's great that you've gotten to the point where, you know, of course, with the Manson Family, I mean, and certainly probably more so with Fake Blood, you know, when that time comes for that next release, people might be like, oh, like, I don't know if
yeah,
I
like
it.
Fuck, you
know? Yeah, what the, yeah, I mean, you've written something that people connected to, especially with Fake Blood. I think you've got a lot of, you know, songs on there that personally wise, people are really, like, attaching themselves to, you know. Of course,
yeah.
You've got, you know, You'll Cut My Losses and everything like that, that people will really kind of attach onto. And I think that's something to be proud of, you know, no matter what happens. Like you mentioned, if it's the next release, they're like, I'll fuck it. I'll just keep listening to Fake Blood, or I'll see what they do next time, you know, and kind of come back on that train for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what is, I guess with the, I don't want to talk too much about the next week. I don't know, obviously, when you guys are going to, you know, do anything with that. But what was it like, I guess, when you were, you know, when you're writing new music, whether it's, you know, lyrically or musically, whatever it might be, do you just kind of, like, let it happen? Like, do you think, like, okay, I want to try to write this type of song, or I want to try to maybe experiment with this a little bit, or does it all just kind of come to you and you just kind of follow it naturally?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's really varied. I don't have, like, a... set way of song, a set approach to songwriting, I don't think, because it's like,
yeah,
there'd be times in the past where I'm like, you know, I felt like I really kind of had it figured out, being like recognizing my sort of patterns with songwriting and whatnot, but I just have noticed more and more it's like it's ever changing, and it's like I'm not always doing the same thing, but it's like there will always be a sort of like a spark to it, you know, an idea. It's like, whether it's like a line, if I'm starting with lyrics or something, if I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I want to, or if I'm thinking about a theme that I want to tackle, you know, sometimes I'll start with the idea, and sometimes it'll start purely musically and just mapping out like the music and the melodies, and then I just fit something to it that, like, I'm like, okay, I want to write about this, so I'm going to sort of, you know, fit it to this this song idea. And I don't know. It there's really no set way to it,
because
it's like, for the release that we're working on, it's like, you know, I have a lot of musical ideas that I've been working with that have, you know, all the melodies mapped out and everything. I know exactly how I want that all to sort of operate, but I don't have the exact lyrics fit to it yet. But then there are songs where it's like, okay, I want to write a song about this particular thing. It's like, and I have lyrics, and I gotta like figure out how to arrange it into a musical sense. So it's like, it with this next release that we're working on, it's a lot of you know, we have a lot of musical ideas, and then a lot of sort of theme based ideas where I'm like, I want to write about this. So I don't know, is it this next one's, you know, kind of unique in that sense, where it's been a lot of it's been kind of evenly divided in that way, whereas with Fake Blood, it was like all the music came first, and then the ideas sort of found their way in.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you find that it's a little bit easier to kind of do it how you're doing it now versus like putting all the music out there and going, okay, well, now we got to fit these lyrics to it, or we got to, you know, fit these all kind of things into what you've got musically?
I don't really know, because it's actually like, this release, this upcoming one, I think has been more challenging in a way. Not that I was like, oh, like Fake Blood was a walk in the park, but
right,
not together. Because like I had a lot of ideas in general. So it's like I scrapped plenty of ideas, but like I had a lot of ideas, and it wasn't, you know, it was all a matter of just kind of like trimming it down and putting together what felt like the, you know, just like the most lean, like the sort of no bullshit, like this is at the absolute necessities of these ideas, like no unnecessary parts of songs and songs entirely and ideas that felt completely extraneous and pointless. It's like, we didn't, you know, it's just trim the fat, just put out the best, most cohesive and punctual sort of offering that we can, because, you know, it just seemed we wanted the sense of urgency to be there for that. But it's with this, and so, you know, we want to still maintain and capture that, a sense of urgency, but it's like, with this, it's kind of tougher because, like, I mean, I don't want to spoil too much, but, like, the next release is an EP. So it's like, it's an EP, so it's like, we kind of have to, like, I'm thinking of everything that I want to talk about. I kind of got to figure out a way to sort of condense it even more, and, like, it's been a little more challenging just in that. Okay, I have to, like, we sort of have to figuratively pick our punches a little more in a more calculated sense, where it's like, I really like this song, and I really like this song, and this song, and this song, and this song, or whatever, but it's like, I gotta pick the best, the absolute best ones. And sometimes it's like, sometimes, for me, and what that means with songwriting, it's like, okay, I really like these two songs, but I'm going to observe the parts that I think work best and see if there's a way that I can, like, arrange things to where I can, even if it's like, oh, this song is in this key and this song is in this key, it's like, sometimes I can, like, sometimes I'll dissect songs and put together, like, this big Frankenstein idea that is, like, an assortment of ideas that I think all work together in a way that, it's like they'll all sort of work together in a way that I hadn't considered before, but
yeah.
when they are put together in that way, it's like, oh, okay, this is really cool, and it feels like an entirely new song rather than just an assortment of parts. But I don't know. I never really thought of it. I never thought approaching an EP would be. I'm saying, like, I didn't think it would be this difficult. Not saying,
sure.
I'm having a really hard time with this. It's like, I got plenty to work with. It's just a matter of, like,
yeah,
working with it, making it all make sense together. But
yeah,
but the thing is also in the same breath, it's like this EP. I don't want. It's kind of like an unconventional approach to an EP, I'd say, because it's an EP, but I don't want to spoil all of it, but it's just like a lot of ideas that I want to incorporate, so I don't think that it's entirely, it's kind of misleading to just say, like, an EP. You think, like, with that, you're like, oh, okay, cool, five songs.
Right, right.
And it's, like, a lot more than that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think I saw you tweet earlier today as an extended play, right?
So, yes, yes.
An EEP,
yeah. That's what I've been kind of, I'm like, okay, well, it's not a full length, but to me, it's not really an EP.
Yeah.
But like, it technically is, but like, there's more to it. It's, you know, kind of a little, I'd say, like, unconventional in terms of just being formatting of it and whatnot, but it's like, I'm excited to, I'd say maybe some of the challenge in approaching it is because, you know, I want to do something particular that is not, I don't exactly have, like, a set blueprint to go off of.
Yeah.
It's like album, you're like, okay, I'm going to do, like, you know, 10 songs or 4 songs, or whatever, you know, you can do, like, you sort of know exactly what you want to do and what type of arcs you want to make, like, be it each song or, at this point in the album, we want to do this, or, like, we want to go out with a banger, go out however, you kind of have, like, you can look at other albums and look how they kind of develop over the course of the album.
Yeah, yeah.
A little more clear cut.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I get it, you know, it kind of sounds like you've got, you know, I don't want to say too many good ideas, but certainly a lot of things you want to put into it, you know. So
yeah.
I think, it can be certainly challenging. I think a lot of people maybe they'll say, okay, EP is cool. You're, like you said, you'll throw out 4 or 5 songs and boom, that's it. Easy to do, you know. But not when you've got so many, you know, things you want to say or so much kind of musically, you know, you kind of want to showcase there. I think that sometimes you get the problem of trimming that down to, you know, 7, 8 songs, whatever it might be. You know, that little sweet spot between an EP and a full length, because I think it's kind of what it sounds like it's going to be result there.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, the last thing we'll ask about that, because I guess, you know, you mentioned a couple times, we don't want to, you know, spoil too much here for people. But when do you think they can, you know, fans or people can kind of expect that to happen? If you've got, like, a time frame in mind or anything like that.
I mean, we'll release it this year for sure.
Okay,
cool. That's the thing, is I've in approaching it, I've been kind of like, well, you know, I think in it being a little bit more of, you know, I guess a slightly unconventional release. I don't want to say, like, unconventional in a pretentious way. I guess less typical formatting. I think part of that for me is I'm like, okay, well, we released Blood in 2019, and I'd say for a lot of bands, especially in an umbrella term sense, rock music.
Yeah.
A lot of rock bands and everything that anything that falls under rock or alternative or metal or whatever, like anything under that umbrella, I think it's become a very typical thing to lately where it's like, okay, a band releases an album and you tour off of it for like 2 or 3 years or something.
Yeah.
And then you do another one. Yeah, it's just kind of like it becomes the album cycle. And it's like, you know, we're gonna release this, we're gonna tour off of it when we're releasing it, then we're gonna do this different type of tour, and then we're gonna, you know, go like tour UK and Europe or something, or do, you know, go overseas and promote it, promoting it in new areas and stuff. It's like it's like become this sort of thing that's like boiled down to a framework that is, you're able to sort of map it out, and it's like a predictable thing in a sense where it's like, okay, we release this album, we're gonna spend 2 or 3 years actively promoting it, touring a bunch and stuff, and you know, it's the sort of era of this album. And it's like,
yeah,
for me, I was like, with this release, you know, I'm like, it's not exactly a typical release, and I don't exactly want to go about releasing it typical, I'm just kind of like, let's just like not feel like we have to follow the exact set blueprint of, you know, how to be in a band in 2020.
Yeah.
I don't want to exactly always be doing the same. So you can only do so much, but it's like, I don't want to feel like we have to, okay, we released Fake Blood last year, we have to wait 2 more years until we can release, until we can release anything. So I'm like, I'm just kind of, you know, I'm like, let's just keep this going. Like, people are hyped on Fake Blood. Why, like, wring it completely dry, run it into the ground, tour it to complete death, and tour until everyone's sick of it, and then be like, okay, we've completely exhausted that record cycle.
Yeah.
Now we have to get everyone pumped on new music. You know, I'm just kind of like, people are hyped on it, and, you know, I don't think people are expecting us. People wouldn't expect a band to release a cohesive release a year after.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, after a full-length album.
For sure.
But I'm just kind of like, why not? You know, it's like, I've got a lot of ideas, and we're like really hyped on everything in general, but just, like I said, you know, every step of the way, we've just been rolling with it and rolling with that momentum. So it's just kind of felt like a natural thing where it's like, okay, like, we've got some momentum building with Fake Blood. Why wait, you know, I don't know, why, like, wait to release new stuff? It's like, people are paying, you know, we got more people than ever paying attention. We got new material. Granted, you know, we're still tackling exactly how to wrap it all together and present it.
Sure.
But, like, you know, we feel more or less ready to, like, take that next step. And maybe that'll sort of be like, oh, we're kind of prematurely ending the Fake Blood cycle, but I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Don't want to think of it in completely absolute terms like that. Every step of the way, like, oh, this is, you know, we're deviating from the rule book of being in a band.
Sure. Sure. Well, I think it's cool. You know, earlier you mentioned it as kind of under the umbrella of rock music. I think that's certainly kind of the way you see it, because it's, you know, I mean, you certainly think of other genres, right? Specifically, I mean, like hip hop or rap. I mean, they do albums, and certainly it takes about 2 years, whatever, for albums. But I mean, think of all the mixtapes they drop. I mean, you could go to any, Wikipedia and go to their discography. It's crazy.
Right. You got rap music and country music. Like, those artists are churning out new shit all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they're like constantly, and it's not even always like, oh, here's a full album. Like, be like, okay, here's a single. Here's, you know, like it's just kind of a free for all in a very good way, I think, where it's just kind of like, no, it's very much so just rolling with it, rolling with that momentum. And it's like, you know, it's like the zeitgeist in a sense. It's like rap and and country are more popular than ever.
Yep.
I mean,
sure.
especially rap and hip hop. So it's like it's dominating. And it's like I think rock music in a sense kind of operates on a kind of outdated model where it's kind of like, oh, we have to, these are the things that we have to do. It's become so standardized and very like predictable and all that, to where it's like, oh, okay, you know, we got to be doing this because this is what bands did like in the 90s. It's
yeah,
like, no, right. I mean, you really don't. I don't know. It's like, you know, all this being said though, it's like, I don't, bands, you know, it's like, just do your thing, you know, if it
yeah, absolutely,
if it happens to be, it's like, oh, we're gonna release an album every 10 years or something, it's like, cool, go for it. But like, I don't know, I'm just sort of firing off the top of my head how I feel exactly about
where we
stand and where we are at this exact point. I'm just kind of like, let's keep rolling with this momentum and feeling good about it and feeling creative. So
no doubt, man. I think it's kind of one of those things where, you know, every band can do a little bit differently, you know. And I think an interesting thing about, you know, Heart Attack Man, what you guys have going on, is a lot of, you know, you mentioned more people than ever are paying attention, right? And a lot of that just, we kind of talked a little bit about this the first time when we did this, but you've got, you know, the community of fans that you guys have is really just that. I think it's a bit of a, you know, community, right? You know, everyone kind of, you know, just whether it's via social media, you guys are always, you know, interacting via daily, you know, you've got the coffee thing and the orange beanie and all that stuff. So I think they're always paying attention. And, you know, you kind of hinted at, you talked a little bit about new music on there, and it seems like people are really receptive to that. So for you guys, I think it's not one of those things where people are going to be like, oh, like, new music already? Like, we wanted to, you know, keep, you know, hearing this. I think people are going to be like, oh, shit. So, I, you know, like, not finally, but they'll be excited for it. You know,
yeah, definitely.
You can kind of see that through your interactions and through, you know, social media. You can kind of, you know, throw it out there and you can see how people are going to react, you know. And I think, you know, that'll be a positive way through kind of what you've seen so far.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really glad that, you know, like, we've kind of garnered the fan base that we have. And, like, I like, absolutely love everything about our fan base and just, like, the people that keep coming back and keep coming to our shows and everything and are all about it and are just, like, sort of just about, I guess, me and just sort of my internet antics and my personality and whatnot.
Yeah,
people that are,
sure.
Like, that are down with that. Like, I fucking love it, dude. It's like, everyone's just, I don't know. I feel like the people that really understand us and get it, it's like, it's because they are on the same page too, and it's like, we're doing something just musically and just in how it's delivered and everything about it, everything surrounding the band. It's like, we are kind of scratching an itch that not a lot of bands are for a lot of people in a sense. You know, it's like, I don't know. I've had plenty of bands that are like our peers, not going to name names, but plenty of bands that are like, how do you post half the shit that you, like, how do you, how are you able to say XYZ or do this or that? And,
right. Like, and, the Knives, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, granted, it's like, yeah, some people were really upset about Knives.
Right,
and
right.
I'm like, I don't know, I'm just kind of like, what do you want? It's kind of like, what do you expect in a way?
Right.
I could talk, that could completely snowball into a different conversation very quickly, but like, but I think, I don't know, I've had plenty of people ask me, like, how are you able to say this and that, or do this and that, and, like, people still fuck with your band, people still, like, people love your band, and, or people, like, don't, you're able to sort of exist in a way where people aren't always constantly, like, complaining about you.
Right,
I'm like, well,
sure.
Well, as severely as, like, you know, something, I'm like, well, I don't know, I think it's because overall, like, what I'm saying and doing, like, I'm not saying or doing anything that's, like, unforgivable. I'm not...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not, like, going on the internet and, like, saying horrible shit about it.
Yeah,
I'm not,
absolutely.
Like, saying anything that's, like, that fucking crazy. It's tread a line, not, like, the line. I don't know. It's like there are plenty of lines, but, like, I will tread a line, and I know...
Sure, sure.
I know what I am personally comfortable with saying and what I personally believe in, what I think is acceptable humor, in a way. And I'm not going against anything that I think is, like, inconscionable. So I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of go for it, and I don't, like, I have nothing to hide. You know what I mean? It's like, if I had shit to hide, if I was secretly, like, not, like, in a virtue signaling way right now, but I'm like, if I really had shit to hide, if I had a ton of skeletons in my closet right now, would I really be acting the way that I'm acting? It's
oh,
like,
absolutely. Sure.
I don't know. I'm like, I do. It's like, I just don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
If someone gets mad at me and wants to write me and our band off entirely because of something like that, I'm like, okay, cool. Like good for you. We are both better off. You're better off not listening to our band.
Yeah.
If one thing like that is gonna upset you that much, like, you're better off not listening to us, and we're better off not being involved with each other.
Ever. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, like, I very much so appreciate that. Like, it feels so liberating that, like, we're able to just kind of do our thing and exist in a space where I feel like I am completely and totally unapologetically able to be myself, and there are people that really, really fuck with that, and that really resonates with them, and it's like, it's awesome, and I couldn't be more grateful for it, 'cause it's like really rewarding. It's been a really, like I said, like a liberating feeling. It's like, oh shit, like this is what self-expression means to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel
totally
myself.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I guess the last time I was one of those people that was like, I can't get into it. You know, I don't get it. Like, I don't, you know, it took a while to kind of get through.
Well, the thing is, there's plenty of people that I know that are like, that have, like, my internet presence is kind of scaring people away, or they're kind of like, yeah, I don't know, this band's kind of cool, but, like, God, that guy's so fucking obnoxious on the internet, like, or like, man, I used to like this band, but, like, with his internet presence just fucking ruined it for me. It's like,
sure,
I mean, okay,
sure.
Yeah, okay, you know, like, I would rather be able to be myself and have fun and stuff, and, like, I don't know, just
have to hold back or anything, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I don't know, I don't, like I said, I think, like, everyone's better off if, I think everyone in general would just be better off and just the best off in general if everyone was just, like, unapologetically themselves, like, no bullshit, no filters or anything. It's like, it's just, just be yourself. And it's like, I'm not saying everyone's like, oh, you're just being, you know, some crazy guy on the internet. But it's like, I don't know. People have a kind of preconceived notion of what is acceptable and how people should and shouldn't act. And if that, like, doesn't align with that, it's like, oh, this guy's fucking crazy. But I'm really
right.
not. It's like, I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, right. We're all a little bit crazy, right, in ways.
My life is overall, I'd say, pretty, pretty normal. I'd say overall, like, relatively normal guy.
Yeah, I think people, kind of see the internet.
It's exaggerated.
It's
a caricature, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I'm like, I like wilding out like that, and I like having fun. And like, but, like, I'm really, I don't know, it's not like I'm going, I go to the grocery store every day and I'm just screaming at the top of my lungs
right.
at people, like, throwing shit everywhere.
Right. Yeah. People
not
forget.
Yet, not yet, at least.
Yeah, that comes later, right? That'll come with Fake Blood Part 2, you know?
Yeah. that's when our record label and everyone, like, our agent, our manager, that's when they all drop us
Right.
You know, they're like, okay, you've gone way too far, and we're going to drop you. I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it.
That's fair.
I'm going to go to the grocery store and just start throwing shit everywhere.
Right, right. Absolutely. You know, I think it's obviously been working well, and I think it's one of those things. The last thing I wanted to say is that it's, I think that sincerity has kind of gotten you where you guys where you are. You know, there's a lot of bands out there that kind of, you know, maybe just hold back a little bit from who they are, don't post it all out there. But I think, like you mentioned, that's kind of what you hit that niche of kind of what people are looking for, what gravitates them toward that sincerity of knowing, okay, this guy's kind of funny on the internet. He's obviously, I think most people get it. You know, people look at it and say, okay, he's obviously, like when you record some of those videos, you're kind of, you know, doing all these, you know, not obnoxious, but certainly out there things, I guess. Not the right way to describe it either, but
no,
you're obviously just in your house, you know? So,
yeah. No, I mean, I accept that to a degree. I'm pretty fucking obnoxious by some metric, you know? It's like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, comparatively to something, it's like, yeah, I'm like most annoying dude on earth. But I don't know. I'm not trying to like sell anyone on anything. I'm just being myself
fun.
It's like, I'm not like, okay. Now everyone be sure to, you know, I mean, granted, like a lot of times I'll just plug our stuff and be like, listen to this or like,
yeah, right.
man, this all fucking rules. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'm not like, all right. Like, the end of everything, there's like an asterisk and it's like, okay, you gotta pay your monthly subscription to Heart Attack Man LLC.
Right. Right. The suggestion box you guys have like pinned on your Twitter, you know, things like that are just kind of, they're just funny, man.
It's self-aware. It's self-aware, you know what I mean? I'm like,
it's cool, man. I get it, man. Like I said, it took me a while to get into it. And, you know, it's one of those things I'm like, all right, you know what? It's cool, dude. And the music, like I said, I think last time, the music's kind of right up what I listen to, what I like. And then the whole thing, I think once you get past it, I think for a lot of people too, it would help, but it's not your responsibility. I think if they took a second to stand back and then, you know, maybe come to a show or talk to you, I think they realize what it is. You know, you're not this obnoxious person screaming in the grocery store at people. You're not throwing knives at people. You know, I mean, this is something that is very much so like, hey, like it's, I guess for the lack of a better term, kind of the brand, right? I mean, people expect that. And I mean, it is what it is. And I think people just, we'll get over it at a certain point. I think most people do. You know, they come back and they listen, they don't. And like you said, maybe you're better off without it.
Yeah, I think the thing is with a lot of people too is that like people, you know, will listen to something and it's like they have to, like an example of something that like what I'm getting at, like there's a lot of people that will be like, oh, I really like this band, but like their fan base ruins it for me, or like, you know, this song is really cool, but like that, you know, the guy's like really obnoxious on the internet, or like, I like this, but it's like, you know, people like something, but it's like, but there's like, you know, again, like an asterisk where it's like, but this factor is preventing me from enjoying it to the fullest, and it's like, I kind of reached a point, like, I don't know, you know, a while back where I was just like, I feel like I've reached a point now where I'm like kind of able to just listen to whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, like this band, like I'm able to just kind of like listen to whatever for what it is and sort of experience things at good value and still be able to be like, yeah, I mean, this, you know, there's this factors and everything, like this band and this member's really obnoxious or whatever, or like the fan base is super cringy, but it's like, I don't know, I don't really like, I can recognize those types of things, but it's like, at the end of the day, for me, I'm like, okay, is like the music good or not?
And yeah, for sure.
A lot of people can't make those kinds of separations where it's like, how do you experience this sort of at a face value level?
Yeah.
And it's like, how does this sound to you? Do you enjoy how this sounds?
Right.
You'd be like, okay, I have to enjoy how this sounds, and I have to meet everyone in the band and do a, I have to conduct an hour-long interview to where I can judge whether or not I like the people or not, and I have to, like, you know, it's like, I have to conduct a background check. I don't know. I'm like, I understand when people are like, they want to feel, a sort of connection, you know, when they're like, oh, I really like this, and want to, like, one thing to check out in a way to where it's like, yeah, I can really enjoy it. I can get behind this because these people are really, really nice people, and I really admire everything about this. But, like, I don't know, you don't have to.
Yeah.
There's so many bands that are, like, probably just, like, the biggest fucking assholes ever, you know what I mean? I don't know. But I'm like, but who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not like, you said, it's not like you guys have actually, like, not done anything that's actually worthy of being quote-unquote canceled, right? I mean, it is what it is. And if you're out here, you know, like you said, saying some really horrible, shitty things online, then I think, you know, there's a different conversation to have, right? You know, but when you're just kind of, you know, being fun and kind of having fun, I think that's just one entirely different thing. You know, it's easy to look into that and maybe overreact in ways, but at the end of the day, I think it just is what it is, man. You've got a lot of things going on, a lot of things working out for you, and I think that's the most important part. And I think you've got kind of the right idea of, like you mentioned, you know, way back in the beginning, of just kind of holding on to the fans and the community that you've got built, and working on that and paying attention to them, and not everyone that's, you know, talking shit on the internet, you know. Those people don't matter.
You know, the thing is also, if we release, you know, our next record, and literally every single person that had liked our band up until that, if we released our next record and literally everyone was like, wow, this fucking sucks, I hate this, this is what I signed up for, I'm like, all right, cool, like, whatever, man, you know, it's like,
right,
yeah, I don't know, like, we got, there seems to be people that, like, are just down with us and just down with whatever, we, you know, we could, like, do whatever and musically and they'd be down, and it's like, all right, cool, but, like, I don't know, so at the same time, I'm like, anything could fall apart at any second, just in general.
Yeah,
very
sure,
general,
right?
Like, anything could happen
at
any given time. We could all fucking die tomorrow, so I don't know.
Absolutely. After work, I just want to say I appreciate your time. I'm glad we were able to get back on the phone.
Oh, yeah,
again. That's a great time, and I know you guys got the tour coming up with Knuckle Puck here in a few weeks, so looks like most of that's already sold out, so that's kind of cool.
I'm really hyped. That tour's going to be awesome. I've been just kind of I'm in the off season for my job, so like I've been really just kind of chilling and not doing a whole lot this past month. So like I'm really, really looking
probably
forward
excited to get out
back
there.
Out. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to.
Yeah, man.
You know,
yeah, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Forward to seeing the new music, the new extended play, and kind of watching you guys continue to go from there.
For sure.
All right, man. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.